Chapter 34, Sheba. In the name of Allah, the Most Gracious, the Most Merciful. All praises and thanks be to Allah, to whom belongs all that is in the heavens and all that is in the earth. His are all praises and thanks in the hereafter, and He is the All-Wise, the All-Aware. He knows that which goes into the earth and that which comes forth from it, and that which descends from the heaven and that which ascends to it. And He is the Most Merciful, the Oft-Forgiving. Those who disbelieve say, "The hour will not come to us." Say, "Yes, by my Lord it will come to you." He is the All-Knower of the unseen. Not even the weight of an atom, or less than that or greater, escapes from His knowledge in the heavens or in the earth. But it is in a clear book, that He may recompense those who believe in the oneness of Allah, and do righteous good deeds. Theirs is forgiveness and a generous provision in paradise. But those who strive against are proofs, signs, and revelations to frustrate them. For them will be a severe and painful torment. And those who have been given knowledge see that which is revealed to you, O Muhammad, from your Lord is the truth, and guides to the path of the Exalted in Might, Owner of all praise. Those who disbelieve say, "Shall we direct you to a man who will tell you that when you have become dust, then you will be created again anew? Has he, Muhammad, invented a lie against Allah, or is there a madness in him?" No, but those who disbelieve in the hereafter are themselves in torment and in error. Do they not see what is before them and what is behind them of the heaven and the earth? If we willed, we could sink the earth with them, or cause a piece of the heavens to fall upon them. Surely in this is a sign for every faithful believer that believes in the oneness of Allah and turns to Allah in all affairs with humility and in repentance. And indeed we bestowed grace on David, saying, "O you mountains, glorify Allah with him, and you birds also." And we made the iron soft for him, saying, "Make perfect coats of mail, balancing well the rings of chain armor, and work with righteousness. Truly, I am all-seer of what you do." And to Solomon we subjected the wind. Its morning was a month's journey, and its afternoon was a month's journey. And we caused a fount of molten brass to flow for him, and there were jinn that worked in front of him by the leave of his Lord. And whoever of them turned aside from our command, we shall cause him to taste of the torment of the blazing fire. They worked for him on what he desired, making high rooms, images, basins as large as reservoirs, and cooked in cauldrons fixed in their places. Work, O family of David, with thanks, but few of my slaves are grateful. Then, when we decreed death for Solomon, nothing informed the jinn of his death except a little worm of the earth, which slowly ate away at the stick on which he leaned. So when he fell down, the jinn saw clearly that if they had known the unseen, they would not have stayed in the humiliating torment. Indeed, there was for Sheba a sign in their dwelling place, two gardens on the right hand and on the left, and it was said to them, "Eat of the provision of your Lord and be grateful to him, a fair land and an oft-forgiving Lord." But they turned away from the obedience of Allah. So we sent against them a flood, released from the dam, and we turned their two gardens into gardens producing bitter and bad fruit, and tamarisks, and a few lote trees. So like this we recompense them because they were ungrateful disbelievers. And never do we recompense in such a way, except to those who are ungrateful and disbelieving. And we placed between them and the towns which we had blessed oases, easy to be seen, and we made journeys between them easy, saying, "Travel safely both by night and day." But they said, "Our Lord, make the stages between our journey longer." And they wronged themselves. So we made them as tales in the land, and we dispersed them all. Surely, in these are signs for every steadfast, grateful person. And indeed, Satan proved true his thought about them, and they followed him, all except a group of true believers in the oneness of Allah. And he, Satan, had no authority over them, except that we might test him who believes in the hereafter from him who is in doubt about it. And your Lord is all-knower of everything. Say, O Muhammad, call upon those whom you associate as gods besides Allah. They possess not even the weight of an atom either in the heavens or on the earth, nor have they any share in either, nor is there for him any supporter from among them. Intercession with him does not profit, except with him whom he permits. Until when fear is banished from their hearts, they say, What is it that your Lord has said? They say, The truth. And he is the Most High, the Most Great. Say, O Muhammad, who gives you provision from the heavens and the earth? Say, Allah. And surely either we or you are rightly guided, or in a plain error. Say, O Muhammad, you will not be asked about our sins, nor shall we be asked of what you do. Say, Our Lord will assemble us all together on the day of resurrection. Then he will judge between us with truth, and he is the all-knowing judge. Say, O Muhammad, show me those whom you have joined with him as partners. No, there are no partners with him. But he is Allah alone, the Almighty, the All-Wise. And we have not sent you, O Muhammad, except as a giver of glad tidings and a warner to all mankind. But most men do not know. And they say, When is this promise of the day of resurrection to be fulfilled, if you are truthful? Say, O Muhammad, the appointment to you is for a day which you cannot put back for an hour or a moment, nor put forward. And those who disbelieve say, We do not believe in this Quran, nor in that which was before it. But if you could see when the polytheists and wrongdoers will be made to stand before their Lord, how they will shift the blaming word from one to another. Those who were deemed weak will say to those who were arrogant, Had it not been for you, we should certainly have been believers. And those who were arrogant will say to those who were deemed weak, Did we keep you back from guidance after it had come to you? No, you were polytheist sinners and disobedient to Allah. Those who were deemed weak will say to those who were arrogant, No, but it was your plotting by night and day when you ordered us to disbelieve in Allah and set up rivals to him. And each of the parties will conceal their own regrets when they behold the torment. And we shall put iron collars around the necks of those who disbelieved. Are they recompensed for anything except what they used to do? And we did not send a warner to a town, but those who were given worldly wealth and luxuries among them said, We do not believe in the message with which you have been sent. And they say, We are more in wealth than in children, and we are not going to be punished. Say, O Muhammad, surely my Lord enlarges and restricts the provision to whom he pleases, but most men do not know. And it is not your wealth nor your children that bring you nearer to us. But only he who believes in the oneness of Allah and does righteous deeds, as for such, there will be a twofold reward for what they did, and they will reside in the high dwellings in paradise, in peace and security. And those who strive against our proofs, signs, and revelations to frustrate them, they will be brought to the torment. Say, Truly my Lord enlarges the provision for whom he wills of his slaves, and also restricts it for him. And whatever you spend of anything in Allah's cause, he will replace it, and he is the best of providers. And remember the day when he will gather them all together, and then will say to the angels, Was it you that these people used to worship? The angels will say, Glorified be you, you are our Lord. No, but they used to worship the jinn, most of them believed in them. So on the day of resurrection, none of you can profit or harm one another. And we shall say to those who did wrong and worshipped others along with Allah, Taste the torment of the fire which you used to deny. And when our clear verses are recited to them, they say, This Muhammad is nothing but a man who wishes to hinder you from that which your fathers used to worship. And they say, This is nothing but an invented lie. And those who disbelieve say of the truth when it has come to them, This is nothing but evident magic. And we had not given them scriptures which they could study, nor sent to them before you, O Muhammad, any warner. And those before them disbelieved, and these have not received one-tenth of what we granted to those of old. Yet they disagree with my messengers. Then, how terrible was my punishment! Say to them, O Muhammad, I exhort you on one thing only, that you stand up for Allah's sake in pairs and singly, and reflect within yourselves, there is no madness in your companion Muhammad. He is only a warner to you in face of a severe torment. Say, O Muhammad, whatever wage I might have asked of you is yours. My wage is from Allah only, and he is a witness over all things. Say, O Muhammad, surely my Lord sends down inspiration and makes apparent the truth, the all-knower of the unseen. Say, O Muhammad, the truth has come, and falsehood can neither create anything nor resurrect anything. Say, even if I go astray, I shall stray only to my own loss. But if I remain guided, it is because of the inspiration of my Lord to me. Truly, He is all-hearer, ever near to all things. And if you could but see, when they will be terrified, with no escape for them, and they will be seized from a near place, and they will say in the hereafter, We believe now. But how could they receive acceptance of their repentance from a place so far off? Indeed, they did disbelieve before in this world, and they used to speculate about the unseen from a far place. And a barrier will be set between them and that which they desire and the accepting of faith, as was done in the past with the people of their kind. Surely, they were in grave doubt.